Welcome to End Time Chronicles podcast with Brother Eben. This podcast discusses issues regarding the end times and the things unfolding and things about to unfold. We are living in very uncertain times and information is very critical these days. You can download or listen to this podcast on spiritissues.info. Now, let's join today's edition.
These are the end of days, what the Bible says about the day of the Lord. And the whole world shake with the big earthquake when he returns. Could be a nuclear war, what the prophet saw, till you wonder where your help come from. Look up, your redemption draw near. Come the man of peace, come the mark of the beast, the tribulation. Don't you be surprised when the Antichrist give a deception. And you see nation rise against nation, abomination of the desolation. Look up, your redemption draw near. When he draws near, he will wipe away your tears. When he draws near, he gives you faith, kick all your fears. Look up, your redemption draws near.
Welcome to the End Time Chronicles podcast, and in this edition I'm talking about deception. You know, the Bible is clear about deception in the last days, and it's one thing which sometimes we take for granted, but it's quite a serious issue, because the fact that deception is going to be a standard in the times prior to the coming of the Lord, it means there's a gain for the devil if he is able to pursue deception effectively against those who fall for it. Certainly, his aim is to deceive people to miss, heaven, ultimately. That's his main agenda. And his strategy has never changed. Deceiving, lying, started from the Garden of Eden, right through the system, all through the ages. And unfortunately for us, in the latter days, it's going to be more severe, because knowing his time is short, he would have to step up his strategies and his propaganda and lies through his various agents. And I'm talking briefly about this aspect of deception in our times, how the Bible warned us, and why we should be very careful of the season we find ourselves in. You know, of the things that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, for instance, it's amazing that deception alone, he talks about it 3 times. You know, when it comes to earthquakes, famines, wars, all those ones, just said it once. But deception, let's take note, Matthew 24, verse 4. It says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. And then he goes on, verse 5 says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Then 24:11, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. 24:24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Let's concentrate on the 24:4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Emphasis, no man. And no man means no man. That means it's not just the clergy or the pastors or the prophets in this case, but anyone. The politicians, the celebrities, the influencers, the entertainers, the scientists. I mean, no man means no man. So that means deception is going to come from all angles. I mean, it's then the next verse is when he qualifies to say, I mean, many shall come in my name, saying I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. So the deception is multifold. And concentrating on the no man aspect, it means the potential to be deceived by others is going to be high. The potential to be deceived by the system perpetrated by men is going to be high. So we should guard ourselves against deception from any form and any quarters it comes from. So often people just concentrate on the deception, the prophets, the pastors type of deception that the Bible talks about. But I mean, the Spirit drew my attention to the verse 4 specifically, that it goes beyond just the pastors and the prophets and the, you know, the men of God as we normally talk about. The no man means there's no limit. Anyone can be part of it. The scientists can be part of it. The politicians can be part of it. Actually, the whole summary of the end time can be put this way, that it's going to be a season of deception. The end time is a period and a season of deception. So we should be very careful before we believe something. We should be careful before we trust something. We should be careful before we follow someone. You see, so we should guard the aspect of trust and what is truth. We have to really pass it through a test, a verification test, to validate indeed that this is something worthy of me believing it. This is someone worthy of me following. This is someone worthy of me believing. If we don't set up that test system, that validation system, to ensure that we are not deceived, we'll easily be deceived. And you see, the reason why I'm talking about this aspect of deception is the fact that it is happening wide scale, widespread in the world now. The world is being deceived at a large scale. I mean, a lot of deception, lies. What is true is so false. What is false is true. You know, we are seeing it happening. And these are the days we have to really guard ourselves against being deceived. You know, let me read something from the book of Revelation, chapter 20. Okay, Revelation chapter 20. Let me start from verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him. Now listen to this part, that he should deceive the nations no more. He should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little while. You see, this is someone we are dealing with. Someone who has the ability to deceive the nations. In other words, deceive the whole world. Deceive the nations. At that point, he's being now bound so that he will not deceive the nations anymore. But it is obvious that he is deceiving the nations now through his agents, through his surrogates, through his scientists, through his doctors, through his politicians, because these are the agents working for him, and his aim is to deceive the nations. You know, the nations are being deceived. People are being deceived by a whole lot of things we are being told and all that. And you see, we have to really guard ourselves against deception at all fronts and at all levels, because the devil is really playing a very hard game because of the urgency of the times. So deceiving the nations to his advantage, saying what is not true, but people will believe it. Propaganda setting the stage, you see, and deception is a stock in trade. This is what he's been doing for years, and certainly he is going to do it more. We are in times when we are being told that yes, this is good, so use it, take it, it is good. But the truth is that thing is not good for you. So it is being, it is deception. You are being deceived. Why would they want to deceive the world regarding this whole scientific things happening and all that? You see, this is the reason why people have to analyze it and realize that the fact that we are being lied to about it means there's an ulterior motive. There's a reason why they would want to lie to the world that yes, this will save you, and yet they know this is not true, and yet they are still saying it. Why would they insist that, oh, this is a solution for the world, when they know that indeed it is not true, but they are intentionally saying it? Why are the politicians lying and saying that, oh, this is good, this will save you? Yes, they know it's not true, but they are saying it. You see, it means there's a reason behind what they are doing and what they are saying and what they are pushing to us. Let me give a scenario, for instance. Let's use Ghana as a case study. Of course, that's where we are. That's where I am. The politicians, not only in Ghana, but even in other countries, keep pushing the narrative that except for vaccination that is widely done in the countries, they cannot open up the economies, they cannot open up for normal life. But these things have been disproven by experts and specialists who say that it's a lie, because the numbers does not portray that reality. But you see, they keep repeating the lie over and over and over to make people believe that this is the way to go, or else they cannot have their freedom, they cannot have a normal life. Let's look at, for instance, our country now in Ghana. I mean, life is going on normally. I mean, and if you are not told that there's really, you don't see people in masks, or you go somewhere and it's like you have to follow the protocols or something, nothing really shows there's a disease plaguing the country. No, nothing really shows. But you see, they've created the impression that except we do this, we cannot have our freedom. I mean, our borders are closed. I mean, our land borders, Togo, Ivory Coast, Burkina, closed. And you ask yourself that for, to what purpose? You see, if someone is bringing something, market women go to bring things, or businessmen go travel, I mean, would it really affect, I mean, the border by bringing in the virus or something? No, the numbers does not show that is the reality. But intentionally, politicians worldwide are trying to create artificial situations to let it look like it's a very scary and fearful thing, that if we all don't run and quickly get the vaccine, life is coming to an end. We cannot open up. We cannot do this. We cannot do that. You know, it's, I mean, in California, for instance, the governor has been sealed. I mean, and because of, he was trying to restrict churches from opening and operating and all that. And the data doesn't show that churches cannot meet. But they insist, you see, because there's an agenda ongoing. In Canada, churches are being frustrated. I saw one news 2 days ago, or yesterday, where a church which had their building closed or locked up, were meeting in an open field, a park, open air park. That one too, the government is suing them for it, that they cannot meet under a fresh air open air park. You see, so you realize it's not just about you meeting. It's your freedom that is being attacked against the church and against individuals and all that, you see. But all this is part of the deception. For instance, you see, it's amazing how, I mean, I saw one in one state where lottery is being done that if you win the lottery, you win a car, so people, to encourage people to take the vaccine. Some restaurants are giving free food to encourage people to take the vaccine. You know, how do you compare these things to the reality? People are just being deceived. So all means to just deceive people to follow the system. And since all the nations are being deceived, nations are being deceived through the scientists, through the doctors, through the politicians, through the influencers, as they call them, the celebrities and all. The whole agenda is clear that let's deceive the masses. Let them fall for whatever we tell them. Then whatever we push would work. We have to be very careful of the deception now, because you see, if we don't pay attention to these little early stages one, then the grand deceptions that will be coming subsequently, there's no way we can stand. Because if even the class one level of lies, you cannot even stand and you fall for it, then how much more they bring in advanced PhD level type of lies. You see, so the lies are going to progress. The deception is going to progress into the point where even Matthew 24:24 talks of, if it were possible, the very elect shall be deceived. That is it. So you look at the scenario that Jesus painted in Matthew 24:4-5, 24:11, 24:24. You see an incremental level of the deception. It increases to the point where, if it is even possible, the very elect shall be deceived. That's when, at the point where the false prophet is manifesting with signs and wonders, calling fire from heaven, and you know, all these things are going to happen, and people will fall for it. People will be deceived that, whoa, this is a man of God. You see, we have to be alert in these times, because the deception is going to be massive. We really have to pray that God should guide us and God should give us the spirit of discernment. If there's ever a season that we needed this discernment as believers, I believe it should be now and onwards, because we need discernment more than any other generation. We are going to need it more than any other generation, because we are going through a period where lies are going to be the standard daily activity. I mean, you cannot believe what you'll be seeing in the news, as it were, open the mainstream news, because the mainstream news is actually, they actually plan to lie to the populace. They plan to deceive. So you have instances where leaked reports show how, for instance, CNN intentionally kept lying to the US populace or to their wider global populace to create an impression against Trump. And it worked. The propaganda worked massively. You see, so we had a situation where people hated Trump, and you ask them, oh yes, because they watch CNN, this is what they saw on CNN. But the thing is not true, but they believed it because that's what CNN has told them. So they think it's credible information, but it's a lie. But because it's being repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated, it makes it look like it's the truth. And this is the strategy that we have to be mindful of, the situation where a certain narrative is being pushed at us, a certain story is being, a narrative is being painted, and that makes it look like this is what the whole world should believe in, this is what the whole world should follow if we want to have our freedom, we want to have our peace, we want to enjoy life and all that. You see, as believers, we should know better. And one thing we should know and conscientize ourselves with is that life is not going back to normal or normalcy as we've known it. I mean, whenever they say it, the politicians or whoever tells you that life will go back to normal, it's a lie itself. It's not going back to normal. Life is not going back to normal. Things are going to get worse. situations are going to turn around in a more negative way. Things are going to increase, crime, sicknesses, I mean, natural disasters are going to occur at larger levels and bigger magnitudes and devastations and all that. So things are going to really turn negative and downwards. So why should we want to allow ourselves to be lied to that, oh, things will return to normal, so just follow us, trust the site, trust the politicians, just trust us? No, these are not the days to just trust blindly. We should know who these people are. We should know that they are liars masquerading as government officials and scientists and all, but they know who they are working for. And well, they may not know, but whichever way it is, they are under an influence of a spirit that is working in the world now. And that's why, let others be deceived, but you refuse to be deceived. Do not allow yourself to be deceived. Deception is going to increase. We're already seeing it, but it's going to increase. We've not seen anything yet. Deception is going to increase. And the fact that, I like the way Jesus put it in Matthew 24:24. It's such a stark warning that should cause every believer to be humble. Because, you see, the fact that he puts it in a way, that means that we just have to be very, very careful. You know, let me just read 24:24. It's one scripture I just like a lot because 24:24. And there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs, not signs, oh, great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect, not just elect, the very elect. So it means, it's like it's going to be so serious that even the highest level of Christian, I mean, the highest spirituality level of a Christian, if it's possible, can fall for what is coming. Yeah, that's how serious it's going to be. So that's why we have to now get our loins and really prepare. And in preparing, these are the times to prepare by first understanding that we are in the season of lies. I mean, this is just like when we get to the Christmas season. You know, it's a season of Christmas. So it's like everything is Christmas, the songs, I mean, greetings and, you know, all that. It's a season. So everything surrounding it, it's all about the dressing, the things. It's all about the season, you see. Let's understand that as well. And let it be our mindset and know that we are in the season of lies, where lies are going to be the standard activity. We are going to be lied to in the media. The politicians are going to lie to us. You know, as for the politicians, I mean, this is even amazing because, I mean, I was telling a friend recently that how come the very people who we don't trust, when they say they will fix the economy, they would buy this, they will provide this, they will do that. We don't trust them. But when now suddenly the people we don't trust, they are telling their constituents, they are telling their citizens that they should believe them and put chemicals in them because it is safe. And that one, we are trusting them. The ones that has nothing to do with your physical body directly, you don't trust them when they talk about it. You don't. But now they tell you that put something in you, because he has done it, so you to believe and trust it and do it. And that one, you are happy and you are glad to do it because you trust the very politician that you don't trust on all other things. This time he says put something in you because he has also put it in his or her body, and that one you trust him or her. I mean, this friend was saying that, I mean, she mentioned Galatians. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? And that's how exactly the situation is. It's as if people have been bewitched. And it's like, wow, how can we just fall for anything at all we see in the news? How can we just fall for whatever we are told by the very people we don't trust all the time? We don't trust them. That's the standard. We all know we don't trust politicians. We cannot trust them. But now suddenly, these same people we cannot trust under normal circumstances, we are beginning to trust them because, you know, in the previous edition, where I talked about the factor, the fear factor, they've been able to use this psychologically and spiritually to manipulate people to believe anything now they are being told. And that's what does it, I mean, see, this whole thing is a package, fear, deception, lies, I mean, intimidation. You see, the devil doesn't have any new set of tricks. It's the same game he's been playing. The same spirit is at work. And that's exactly what we are seeing. So we have to be very guided by the fact that we need the Holy Spirit to guide us. We need the spirit of discernment. We need to be grounded in the word of God. We need to be prayerful. And see, as we pray, as we study the word, as we depend on the Holy Spirit, then our senses will be sharpened spiritually. We can discern. We can know that this thing is a lie. This thing is not true. We cannot believe this. We cannot follow this. We cannot fall for this. But if we just want to go by our intellectual knowledge, our educational knowledge, our knowledge of science, and our knowledge of our feelings, and it's like what everybody is doing, everybody is saying, if we follow that in this era, in this series, season we are in, we'll be heavily deceived. We'll be heavily deceived because we are in a season where you cannot even trust your intellect. You cannot trust your education because, I mean, what you think is right, you cannot trust it as it were, because scientifically, yes, it will make sense. But the fact that something makes sense scientifically does not mean it makes sense spiritually. Because we are in a season where we have to first act as spiritual beings, think as spiritual beings, because we are in a period where everything that is happening and is going to happen has spiritual connotations. So if we just look at things from the physical and the carnal side of things, we'll be deceived. We should now allow the spirit to guide us. And this is where discernment is critical. Because you see, if you see something on the physical level, on the physical realm, yes, and it makes sense. But what if in the spiritual realm, that thing is going to affect you spiritually? At that moment, it will not make sense spiritually to accept whatever you think physically makes sense. And this is the understanding I want us to have and be guided by these things. And, you know, let me just get back into the book of Revelation and finish off with that part, the Revelation 20. Actually, it's one interesting part of the Bible, which it's just fascinating. Very, 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 very fascinating. And let's get back into it. So I read how the one who deceived, I mean, the nations was bound for 1,000 years. And let's get to verse 7, Revelation 20, verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Now listen to this part, verse 8. And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the world. You know, he's a master deceiver. Even after the 1,000 years, he will still come out to deceive the nations. And we are talking of nations that have seen the glory of God. Nations that have been through the millennium. They have seen Jesus' real hand. They have experienced God there. And he will still come out to deceive. To gather them, which are in the four quarters of the world, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And he shall succeed in deceiving people. You know, we have no idea who we are dealing with. We have no idea. Someone, if he could deceive a third of the angels, then in heaven, he could deceive them. Angels in heaven, not angels on earth. Angels who are in heaven. So you know where you are, that this is God, heaven. He was able to deceive them. We should not joke with him. We should not joke with his deceiving abilities and his skills in manipulating and controlling people. If he could deceive angels, one third of angels in God's heaven, Then on earth, who are we? Who are we on earth? Who are we to him that he cannot deceive? He is very cunning and a master of deceit, that we should never underestimate his power and ability to deceive the nations. Just as the Bible says, he goes out deceiving the nations. And of course, you see, he doesn't operate alone. He operates with agents. He operates with principalities, powers. And he has agents, people he uses, human beings. You know, and at the political level, the Antichrist is coming as a political person who would have political agents worldwide to also assist him to execute his agenda. That's why we are in a period where the last set of human beings we should trust are politicians. We are in a period where the last set of human beings we should trust now. Because you see, they are going to be direct agents of the Antichrist system. So we should be very wary of, especially when it has to do with something that is global or worldwide related. Like this vaccine example, COVID, vaccine is a global thing. So anything that has to do with global, worldwide, at this time onwards, we have to be very careful. Because we are in a season where such things are worldwide. So everything that is related to worldwide, the vaccine, worldwide, these are the things that should quickly pop up red flags as believers. That no, we should be careful what we trust. We should be careful what they say. We should be careful what they are saying. And not just fall for it so easily and so lightly. Because the master deceiver, a skilled deceiver, he can deceive Adam and Eve. People who, who experiences God in the coolness of the day every day. He is able to still deceive them. Then you and I, who are we that he cannot deceive us? If he can deceive people who were experiencing God at a high level relationship, Adam and Eve, the relationship Adam and Eve had with God, it was at the highest level you can think of. That's the type of relationship God wants to have with us, the way he had it with them. And even that, the devil was able to find space to deceive them. That tells you that he is no respecter of persons when it comes to his ability to deceive and his attempt to deceive. And that's why we have to now sharpen our eyes very widely and be very alert about the fact that we are all candidates of deception. Yes, you and I, we can be deceived. That's why we should be very alert and ensure that we are not deceived. Now, you see, when you know that you can be deceived, and you are attentive about the fact that you don't want to be deceived, then you can protect yourself. But when you think you are above, as for me, there no, nobody can deceive me. No, as for me, no, I'm well. No, that's even when you be deceived the greatest. So let's humble ourselves and accept that we are all candidates. We can be deceived. We can be deceived. And let's allow God to help us. Let the Holy Spirit help us and guide us. Thank you for listening to this edition. You can listen or download the other editions as well from spiritissues.info. God bless you.